Blog Talk Radio.
Joshua Kelly. By Jamie Hewitt.
Welcome to the Marty Smith Show. We got USC versus UCLA in the background, 3-7 UCLA.
Students are going to find their way onto their campus and try to make sure their presence is felt. $20,000
this game? That's a lot of damage.
A lot of damage.
Now, 1943, UCLA students kidnapped USC's dog mascot. His name was George Tirebiter. Returned him before kickoff with UCLA shaved into his fur.
Oh,
1958, UCLA fans rented a helicopter. Their plan was to dump 500 pounds of manure on the Tommy Trojan statue, but it backfired, and it got sucked back into the helicopter all over the pilot. 7-3 UCLA here in the 88th edition. The battle for the victory bell. It is JT Daniels and the Trojans back on offense after this.
family's the most important thing. Don't do what I did. I put work in front of family. I didn't deserve forgiveness. This is the last one.
High schools that are represented with multiple guys. We sat down and talked to Stacey Quinn Lake, who was up Modern Day, obviously teammates with JT Daniels as well as Amon-Ra St. Brown. And I said, was there any trash talk during the week? He said, yeah, there's been a little bit back and forth, but he said, I've tried to kind of just focus on my job. And I think one of the things that we're going to tease up at fourth this game, with as aggressive as UCLA plays defensively, especially with their safeties, USC is going to try to take some shots downfield. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Pittman, Tyler Vaughn, all those guys I think are going to get some opportunities in one-on-one coverage.
And USC looks at that as one of their strengths regardless of the defense that they're facing. They start this drive from the 25-yard line with a play-action pass, and in the quick game there is Pittman for his second grab.
You look at this UCLA secondary. You know, really, you've got guys like Adarius Pickett, Quentin Lake, who I just mentioned. And those are really the leaders of the defense. They've been the backbone of UCLA's defense as far as getting guys lined up, not allowing as many big plays. There's been a number of those this year. We put a lot of faith and trust in those guys to get everyone lined up.
Yeah, a defense that has four freshman starters on it. They bring pressure here on second down. Here's one of those shots. It's brought in against double coverage by Josh Fottle. Only his 10th catch of the season. It goes for 38.
And Josh Fottle has gotten more involved in this offense as the year has progressed. And clearly they like the matchup on the safeties and on the linebackers of UCLA. The second time now they've been targeting their tight ends up the seam.
First down from the 32. Back to the air after the short side. Second time we've seen that on first down. It's Pittman bumped out by Meadows. We check in with Greg Wolf for a game break.
Joe, thanks to Pittman, Ohio State. They host Michigan next week on Fox in overtime. Maryland going for the upset. 2-point conversion. Final play of the game. Terrell Pigram incomplete. The Buckeyes and Urban Meyer survive. 52-51 in overtime. Joe, Brady, back to you.
Wow. No one saw that coming. Makes for a big one next week, though.
Second down in the yard. Daniels on the roll, has an open man in the end zone, and overshoots him. Eric Krommenhoek Darnay Holmes peeled off at the last moment. Third and one.
I mean, this is just the inexperience of JT Daniels, a true freshman. Hasn't played a ton of football. Watch number 84. As he rolls out, he is wide open. And right now, get him the football. And he puts this in a spot where really Coleman Hope can't get to. As JT Daniels progresses through his career, he'll kind of figure out some of those throws he has to make that aren't exactly how you draw them up.
Third down and a long one for the Trojans. Play action. Daniels rolling again. Another end zone shot. Off of Vaughn's hands. Fourth down. Holmes with the defense again.
And Holmes saving a touchdown. Standing only 5'10", working on Tyler Vaughn, who's 6'2". This is a shot the entire way. JT Daniels, when he came on the boot, was looking for Vaughn. Well-placed football. Vaughn just has to make this catch. Part of the issue with the USC offense is they're not quite in the red zone, but this area of the field, they've really struggled this year to find ways of making those plays for touchdowns.
Another chance for Michael Brown. This one from 42. It's from 46 on the first drive. One make, one miss, 7-3 UCLA.
.621 left in this first quarter, and the Bruins trying to gather some momentum.
Get towards the end of the first year under Chip Kelly at the early lead.
Single play, you almost get the sense that you've got a different personnel grouping, a different formation line up to. I'm still looking at this tempo that we're accustomed to seeing from Chip Kelly. Still a little bit there, but they mix it in.
Back-to-back run for Joshua Kelly, trying to bounce to the outside. He's got a first down across the 35.
We've seen that play now four times in today's game. Part of the reason why they keep running it is it's the misdirection. You would see it from fast athletes on their defense. And really, they're trying to get them to suck up downhill, and then they're allowing Joshua Kelly to bounce to the outside.
Here's one of the issues last week for UCLA. They had four false start penalties.
False start. Offense number 73, 5-yard penalty. First down.
Put it two on the final drive for the Bruins. And talking about Joshua Kelly, more on him down to Bruce.
Joe, Joshua Kelly's actually been probably the biggest bright spot for UCLA this season. You see him breaking off a big run here.
He hits the seam hard and takes off. Inside the 20, inside the 10. First down and goal for UCLA. We'll go back to Bruce in just a few.
And it's really the gas team. Watch the Polars get out on a particular box Cogaloa. The converted defensive lineman to center. He just jumped up on Isaiah Langley to help create the pass for Kelly to get downfield.
Give him a break. Bring Marcel Irby in. His first carry. Doesn't go for much. Stopped by John Houston.
That's a staple of their offense. They come back from the same exact play. What's the point of getting away from a play like that if USC hasn't proven they can stop it?
That was a quick rest. 70-yard sprint. Get a drink of water. Get at it again.
They're prepared for this. Chip Kelly training and schedule throughout the course of the week. These guys claim to be the most rested team on game day as anyone.
Back into the three tight end package. The lone receiver, Theo Howard, has the long touchdown in this game. It's Wilson State making a cut inside the five, and his third and goal is Cameron Smith brings him down.
Big man.
You can't
change direction. Once you keep going, you just got to keep going in that direction if you're Wilton State there. And people think, you know, you've got to be this great athlete to play in Chip Kelly's system. I mean, Nick Foles had a career year for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he would keep the ball from time to time in the zone scheme. So you can do it. You know, the biggest thing for State is you're not that fast of a guy. Trust me, I know from experience. You can't stop your feet. You just got to keep going with your momentum.
Yeah. Third down and goal. We're to both third down so far. State looks to throw, scans the field. They'll stick it one direction here, right into the end zone for the UCLA touchdown.
What a play by Wilton State. His first rushing touchdown of the season. It's really utilized movement throughout the course of the game so far. A couple of tough throws and moves in the pocket, now utilizing his legs on a zone read and a quarterback scramble for a touchdown.
Two drives and two touchdowns for UCLA. The key play on that drive, a 61-yard run from Joshua Kelly. And then it's Wilton State in for the score.
And as he drops back, he wanted to work to the left. They had Christian Pomico coming open, but because of a little bit of pressure, didn't want to wait any longer. He ends up finding an open lane to the end zone. You know, first rushing touchdown of the season. You better believe USC is preparing for a guy who's just typically a pocket passer. He's not going to take off and do this.
Well done. He's in much better shape. He said the big man, not close to as big as he was.
He's 6'6". I mean, he's a four, up about 6'4". So
he was like 265 playing in the Orange Bowl 2 years ago at Michigan. He's down around 235 now.
And part of that had to do with the back injury. He said he wanted to lose some weight. It wasn't just about coming to UCLA, but dealing with a back injury and wanted to shed some of that off, be a little lighter, be in a little better shape. And has really helped him with his throwing motion. Lighter, but he feels like he's throwing the football as good as ever. Looking down at Newport, the guys at 3D QB, Adam Dado, who are well known throughout the quarterback industry.
So a touchback. Trojans will begin at the 25 after this game break with Greg Wolf.
All right, Joe, thanks. USC, they host number 3 Notre Dame next week. Irish facing Buffalo, Syracuse, and Yankee Stadium. Brady can breathe easy for right now. Jafar Armstrong, 9-yard touchdown. The Irish lead the Orange 20-0 at the half. Go, Brady, back to you.
Wow. What are you talking about, Greg? I've been breathing easy the whole season, man.
He had no concerns going into that one.
They're rolling right now. And look, Syracuse can put up a challenge. Eric Gungy's a good player, he's a quarterback, dual threat guy, but maybe a little bit overrated at times. But we'll get that schedule. We'll turn him down 2 scores now. Cedric Ware on first down. A stop by Chris Barnes. That's about not playing a difficult schedule in regards to Syracuse. You know, UCLA, look at the record at 2-8, but they played as difficult schedule as anyone, the third toughest in the country.
Yeah, look at the non-conference game. Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Fresno State. Combined record of those three non-conference opponents for UCLA is 26-4.
You take into account when you lose your starting quarterback, Golden State, to the end of the season, you thrust in there a true freshman. That doesn't make it any easier.
Daniels to throw. Well protected. Lofty one. There it is. There. It's dropped by Gates. There is a flag down.
Prior to the pass, holding on an eligible receiver. Defense number 18. 10-yard penalty. Automatic foul.
So don't beat yourself up too much, Elijah. Wouldn't have counted anyway.
Yeah, look, this is the matchup really they've been looking at all game long on this side of the field. Whoever's covering Michael Pittman, and you see clearly Gates grabbing Pittman at the top of the route. Not going to be able to get away with that in the open field playing on an island. But both Elijah Gates and Nate Metters, who have been working in at that boundary cornerback spot going against Michael Pittman, they're going to have to work it out for them today.
On the end around, here comes Pittman. UCLA has this one hemmed in, but Pittman ups it off field and is able to get 8 yards. Well, that was headed nowhere. Instead, second and short. Block coming from Josh Follow on that play.
Antonio Maffi, see the big man, their nose tackle number 56.
Every bit of like 360, 70 pounds. This is 380.
I don't see too many teams try to run directly up the middle versus him. He just clogs everything up.
Not pretty.
Call start. Offense number 73. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
John Austin Jackson.
The sophomore out of Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, if you're a USC fan, I know they didn't meet expectations this year of what you know people were hoping for to win the Pac-12 South and go on for another Pac-12 title or opportunity. But you look at Austin Jackson, mistake there, but he's only a sophomore. And you go on down the line, look at Voorhees, guys like Jalen McKenzie, Barrett Tucker will mix in. This is a young offensive line that I think will be better next year.
Second down and 6 to the sideline. That's Pittman. Gates is right there. It'll be third and short.
I know he possessed this football. He was far enough downfield for the first down. Take a look. They've been hammering away at this out route. Boy, with that much cushion. Feeling down there. It's one of the things you got to be impressed by with J.T. Daniels. It's not easy to throw across the field on time and in rhythm. But because of his experience in modern day, a very similar offense, I think he's been able to translate easily into USC.
Ducks under center and tried to sneak it, ran into a blue wall and lost a yard.
I don't like it. You know, I know your window's rested. You shift. You still end up to communicate and deal with everything. You feel like you've got that in-gap right there open. But J.T. Daniels is negative rushing on the season. I mean, 122 yards negative rushing because of the sacks and his issues. He's not the most athletic quarterback. He's athletic enough. But that's not the strength of your offense.
It's a fake, and they pick it up. Boy, Clay Helton saying, you know what? We had a fake field goal last week. It didn't work. I got crushed for it. I don't care. It's Eric Cromenholm picking up a first down and a fake punt.
And take a look. He's going to be the personal protector. And because basically they've got everyone up, they're able to create a lane for him. All the chaos that ensued, the last play on the quarterback sneak, the big stop. You're really thinking, all right, maybe they're upset about this and it's not a punt. Drive continues.
Roman Holt, son of a pair of UCLA grads, picks up the first down and sets up this shot. Zay Brown, touchdown Trojan, promptly taking advantage of the fourth down gamble.
We talked about in the open, these are the shots downfield where J.C. Daniels and the wide receivers for USC really excel, and that's the Amon-Ra St. Brown working on Quinn Lake. We talked about the aggressive nature in which UCLA plays. This is just where you get a safety exposed. And I know Lake and St. Brown play with each other in high school, but that's just an unfair matchup. Perfectly thrown football to a guy that Daniels is very familiar with.
Quinn Lake said Amon-Ra St. Brown likes to talk a lot. I'm sure he had a few words for his old high school teammate. Burning and beat for the touchdown there. For the kickoff, another game break, Greg Wolf.
Joe, thanks. Number 9, West Virginia facing the Oklahoma State team that came within a 2-point conversion of knocking Oklahoma out of the college football playoff last week. Will Greer hits Gary Jennings Jr. 13-yard score. 32nd touchdown pass of the season for Greer. Mountaineers lead 14-7. Second quarter. Back to you.
Now, barring something unforeseen, West Virginia will be in the Big 12 championship, unforeseen like a loss today.
Right. And that's really the only thing that would prevent them to stay out of it, because even if they lost next week to Oklahoma, they own this tiebreaker for the number 2 spot in the Big 12 over Texas, who they beat earlier this year. So they're probably, if they win today, going to end up in that game. But look, Greer, what a season he's having, and as he looks on to the future, he's climbing up everyone's draft board, the way he's played, in particular in clutch moments, like we saw versus Texas.
And in a year where the quarterback class is not exactly deep or even top heavy, it's a good year to have a standout season. The Trojan team lost 3-4, worst record at this point since 2001. Need to win today or against Notre Dame next week to become bowl eligible. UCLA has lost 3 straight after the back-to-back win. Gather some momentum near the end of Chip Kelly's first season. We'll start this drive at a 25-yard line. Bruce, you were trying to talk about Joshua Kelly, and he so rudely ran for 61 yards while you're trying to do it. We're going to give you another opportunity to
talk about him, showing why he is one of the biggest bright spots that UCLA has had this season. Even though he had no offers out of high school other than FBS UC Davis, and he wasn't even a star there, you feel like Captain Adarius Pickett told me, he said, after last year of going against that guy every day in the scout team, he told Bruins running back coach Deshaun Fawcett, this guy's going to be your starter. He's physical, makes great cuts, he's really instinctive. Plus, Chip Kelly loves his personality. He is positive and upbeat every day.
He's got 5 yards here on first down, and on the surface, it's like, oh, wait a minute, was this guy God, was he just tearing up FCS and had to like upgrade the challenge? Well, he ran for about 1,000 yards over 2 seasons, so it wasn't like he was knocking the FCS door down. Care will bring this quarter to a close, but the coaching staff was fired at UC Davis, and he wanted the challenge of going to an FBS program, even though it was going to be as a walk-on. His choices, UCLA and USC. Of course, shows UCLA, so far so good for him.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg,
Dub C,
all up in here, bang, bang, yeah. Bang, 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 yeah, straight heat bang, yeah.
Colder than ice, dropping these things on your dome. Hitting up my enemies, mad dogging them with a heart full of stone. Bam, bam, kicking your dough down, throw down, dirty get low down. It's about to go down. Who ready for the showdown? Which one of y'all wanna be the first to get tossed in the tussle? Buckle, choked up by these muscles and taste these knuckles. Lost, I'm running them all. Haters, I'm gunning them all. Tricks out of denim all. And I ain't got no love for none of y'all. I'm coming through like a roll cam. Giving it up with both hands. Slaughtering your whole fam. Ripping up the program. Total chaos. Teddy and Snake Eyes, the gang, none of you busters hurt me. Boom, I'm a G with no mercy.
When I say hell, you say yeah.
Come on,
hell, hell.
Come on,
hell,
yeah.
Come on,
hell,
everybody,
come on,
hell,
everybody,
everybody.
Yeah.
If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah.
get down with me. Say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you can't get busy, say hell yeah. If you're down with Stone Cold, say hell yeah. 40 people in the house, say hell yeah.
Get on my bell on, swell on, far from the rookie. I'm spinning your face and looking, I tell you to say something to me. Tip the tag, don't smash random, quick to put you in a casket. The food will run up, bet that food to get his ass kicked. Once. It's an open invitation. These ass kickers I'm dishing, they got no discrimination. Patience, long gone, I'm chalking them off. Walking up, bombing on sight, cause I'm talking to y'all. Hands up, look, I'm lit up, fed up, ready to bust, shaking them up, wetting them up, taking these knuckle cameras and getting them up. Raised on the turf, where we slaves for the turf. And I'm the realest rider to walk the face of this earth. Stressed, the best to be, ain't no standing next to me, checking me. Thought I want you covers about testing me, pressing me. See the game of pain, you want my plug-in. I'm so rugged, I'm cold-blooded.
If you're down with your kids, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you're down with me, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you're down with Stone Cold, say hell yeah. 40 people in the house, say hell yeah.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know how it's going down. No surrender, no retreat, no takedown. Biggie Mac cooking up the track. That's right, Snoop Dogg and Dub C riding in the back. Making sure y'all know what time it is. Yeah, we gon' make this happen. For everybody out there, the key bangers and headbangers. Check this out, what's cracking on you?
If you're down with your tits, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you're down with me, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you're down with Stone Cold, say hell yeah. 40 people in the house, say hell yeah. All up in this B.I.E.
A wildfires tonight.
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show.
A $10 donation about 30 miles west of here at the Rose Bowl, just outside Los Angeles. Close to 100,000 acres burned, more than 600 homes and structures destroyed. Be sure to help if you can. They're down in 7 for UCLA opening their second quarter. Third down was the story in that first quarter. They converted all three. This time, State is set. Jordan Iosefa, the first man there, and then several Trojans rallied to make it fourth down. Well, State was trying to hold on as long as he could, but check out right here the sack formation. Caleb Wilson's releasing downfield, gets tripped up. That's the direction that State was looking, and unfortunately, the pass rush got to him before he get the football out of his hand. And not the worst thing, though. I think the biggest thing about Wilson State with his experience playing before is not forcing a throw or making a mistake. One of the best punters in the country here.
And it gets blocked. Isaiah Langley with the block. And then Devin Williams with the touchdown.
And Langley comes right around the protector there. You're going to see him right there. Watch as they run an overload pressure and clearly find a way to football. I mean, this is poor protection. There's no other way to put it. I mean, you've got to have a third guy back there if you're UCLA to at least stop Langley, because I don't think Devin Williams gets to the football because he's got a longer pass, but that's just poor game plan.
Boy, you blink, and USC's in front.
Fourth time this year, they've blocked the kick. UCLA fans rolling their eyes, saying, special teams costing us again. Just like that, Chips boys trailing early in the second quarter.
We'll get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kiddie thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there were cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I had to end this story.
They've been doing on and off since the 1940s, pretty much every year over the last decade. NCAA had banned road teams from wearing home uniforms. But Pete Carroll hatched a little plan to send his team to the Rose Bowl wearing their home uniform. They were charged with a timeout, but Rick Neuheisel was in on the whole thing, and so he returned the favor, burning one of his timeouts of his own. Back to an every year thing. Thought about bringing it out. Instead, Holmes will take it for a touchback. So far, USC dominating special teams in this game.
And that's really been the big punt. After not getting the quarterback sneak on 3rd and 1, surprises UCLA. That drive results in a touchdown pass to St. Brown and the block punt by Isaiah Langley and Devin Williams taking care of the rest. The USC team looking for a spark. They found it from their special teams unit. Now it's up to Wilton State and UCLA to respond. Something that Chip Kelly talked about, saying that's what they appreciate about Wilton State. So experienced, shows so much poise and calmness when things aren't going well.
Starting the drive from the 25-yard line. Joshua Kelly already close to 100 yards today, has a short game. State started his career at Michigan. He was all Big Ten as a sophomore in 2016 and suffered that back injury. Season-ending back injury week 4 at Purdue last year. And now here he is for his graduate season. In and out of the starting lineup, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, true freshman. Plenty of opportunity as well. But then his own shoulder injury reopened the door for State. And he's taken advantage the last couple weeks. Here on 2nd and 6, he hands it off again with a gaping hole, and Joshua Kelly takes it near midfield. 20 more yards for Kelly, who's at 116 already.
But take a look right here. Imon Marshall moves over this portion of the field with emotion, and that means UCLA has the numbers. So there'll be a man for a man on that side as they run the gap scheme, and there's no one over that side of the field.
Speaking of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, into the game at quarterback, and he runs at a yard.
Both quarterbacks run. Wilton State that time played running back, and don't be surprised if you don't see that again. Watch practice this week. They've got a number of plays off of that package. It's hard to not play Dorian Thompson-Robinson because how dynamic he is in the running game.
Yeah, let me just be honest. I looked there and saw that it was Thompson Robinson, but then I'm thinking, who's three at running back? I have a running back that was three. Kelly on the short side, enough to beat him was Iman Marshall. Third and long. Kelly, by the way, with that last run, has moved over 1,000 yards for the season. A guy who was buried on the depth chart over the first few weeks. 27 yards over the first three games. So he's packed pretty much all of that into the last 7+.
Play behind an offensive line that has a lot of moving parts. The center to the right tackle, all those guys, first-year starters, the left side, started on the right side last year. Now they've got to deal with the position change from the left side.
They're down at 9. Trojans bring in heat. State steps into the pressure. That is incomplete. There's some contact, but that ball is uncatchable. Cameron Smith applying the heat. Fourth down.
The staple defensive coordinator, Clancy Pendergast. You get a third down and long, he's going to bring some pressure. Take a look at Cam Smith. A little bit of a just delayed blitz, and the offensive line can't get off of their block to help out. State, throughout the course of the game, has been under duress often. Couldn't have felt good.
Lentoff had his first one blocked. This time, Trojans will set up the return. Their catch signal for by Tyler Vaughn at the 10. USC back on offense with a 17-14 lead in the 88th meeting between the Trojans and the Bruins.
The plane, and I hear a holler from a bro. We bring around a collar, air shake, for police grease bomb. Tell me to follow, treating me to everything. I'm taxing, maxing. Gives me a hotel suite for me to relax. Seems everyone was on my silk drawer. Clouds does it, had to bug me. A daffy never jumping out the closet. Where I got that ticket, said cheap out of your fingers. Trying to arrest me to double for the murder of the name. Now in the cell, but not for long. And now I'm out. I hear a weeping. Wanna sleep, I was sleeping. Kept creeping. Bumped into another. My appearance was alarming. Sir, some lady got God in charm. Well, I'm outside and it's a team with 20 deep sights and brainy everywhere because the double O was bucking like a maniac. Hell, nobody left Sam Hunt nowhere to jerk her. But excuse me, baby, where they hiding the hook at? Around the block, but chill, at least chill till the storm is over. Thought it was a helicopter. Sound like it's warm. Grab the leg, shot the chief. Somebody said, stop hawking. Shook me off a 20, thought a bond got up walking. They was laughing as if they grew thinner like a rocky. Got the plan from the dying chief of police in a pocket. To make it even worse, honey, God was definitely right. Was holding her in a club that was happening in my head. I'm on the plane in the day. Seemed nothing was a phasing except for this doing that's jockeyly amazing. But kept Michael Poulter had another honey hug. Who the dog? You better believe a nigga kept girl farm the next farm. You wonder why I pulled out my 535 I crib by. I see some lookouts with their girls that was a noise. Was a private engagement for the dealer and the boys. Double just past the hoods with their faces painted. Walked in, say a good 20 girls faint. So guns was all out. Seems everyone was shitting at. Man, I was so cool, I even carried me a kid. Trouble for the double, no, I wouldn't swallow that. Man with the golden gun. And all that. Her club of mercy. Left blood on the wall. Rescued shorty who was all on the ball. Boss said you're late. I don't want to hear none of your dips. Enough to cash, made it good. 20 million for the mission. Good job. Not to mention had that boss, honey, huh? Those are dumb. Better believe a nigga kept girl farming and falling. But what do you
think, man? Thank you. But what do you think, man? Please, no
one. For the play action pass. Daniels has one-on-one with Pittman. Matters with the defense. And the interception. So the senior and one-on-one coverage with a much bigger Pittman comes up with his second pick of the season and gets it right back to the Bruins.
This is really what we talked about all game long, the one-on-one matchup on the outside. This is where USC feels like they have an advantage. But in this case, look how Meadows is looking back, tracking his football the entire time. The senior out of San Bernardino, California, comes up. with his second interception of the season, but this is just an ill-advised decision. Just because you call the shot play doesn't mean you have to take it. You can always come and check it down or just throw the football away and live to play another down.
UCLA's got it at its own 45-yard line. They start the drive with a slant, and Caleb Wilson had a couple of catches already after 11 catches for a season-best 164 at Arizona State last week.
He's been phenomenal. He leads the country in receiving yards and second in receptions, but really wants to be a quarterback.
And was in high school. Crossing the field here is Christian Pavico. Yeah, Wilson, high school quarterback, wasn't a tight end until the last four games of his high school career when Khalil Tate took over the starting job at quarterback. And when Wilson decided to transfer from USC to UCLA, his other option was to transfer to Old Dominion to play quarterback.
Just looking back, he kind of realized that maybe there wasn't as much hope for him in his quarterbacking career. Nonetheless, he's turned into a phenomenal tight end.
First down and 10. Straight down here with Kelly. Flips a couple of tackles and gets six.
Almost 500 yards after contact this season for Joshua Kelly. One of the things that I don't know that gets appreciated enough about him. He's just a tough runner. You get the chance to sit down with him. I mean, his smile lights up a room. He's got quite the personality.
All the shifts and motions that Chip Kelly does. That forces USC all over the defenders now to communicate. We've seen this motion from Theo Howard several times. And they hand it off. Kelly hits the hole hard for a first down.
And there's a couple reasons for the motion. A lot of times, he's facing teams that play a lot of man-to-man. Someone's responsible for him. He's going to track him across the field, and that's where at some point there'll be a bootleg or a pass off it or even a jet sweep.
Inside the 30-yard line. Kelly again, a couple of blockers in front. Cam Smith wrestles him down after a gain of three. Smith, a senior from Roseville, California, who's a four-year starter and has an opportunity with a win today to go 4-0 against UCLA in his career.
Nagged by a hamstring injury. It started in training camp and leaked on into the season. Had to miss a few games, but he's back now. He's feeling 100%. He's dropped a bunch of weight. He's moving better this year than he ever has before.
Down six. Space. Retreating. As the man comes free, Theo Howard sets up first and goal. Devon Marshall is beaten in coverage, and they take advantage with a 24-yard gain. We'll take a look. They're just looking right here in the bottom. And to feel Howard look, it's not open. Really, this is just him creating. And Rome State knows the look for Howard, but he's under duress. It's Wilson and Howard in the passing game, and he just throws up and takes a shot. Not by design, but creative and work. First and goal. Here's Kelly, right side. Crunched by Marshall. Lost a couple of yards.
One of the things you have to appreciate about Iman Marshall. Senior who plays cornerback, but he'll stick his nose in the run game. He's not afraid to try to come up and make a tackle or take on a pulling offensive lineman. He's trying to atone for a big-time mistake last week that unfortunately led to a loss first count.
Unfortunately, conduct with just a few minutes left and extended the drive where Cal would eventually put it away. They wanted to swing it out. Now, with the coverage, just has to throw it out of bounds. Marshall was waiting for Howard, and it's third and goal. There is a flag down, though, right in the middle of the end zone.
And this is just a one-man route. You know, see, Howard was the only person they were really targeting on that. Probably a better call versus man-to-man coverage instead of zone, which USC was playing.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, defense number 91. Half the distance to the goal, automatic first down. That is number 91, unsportsmanlike foul of the game.
That is on Brandon Peely, and Clay Helton understandably beside himself. First down and goal.
And a second one will get him ejected, and in a rivalry game, we saw the first half. A lot of these games can get a little chippy as things carry forward.
Howard in motion, takes the fifth.
trying to get his second rushing score of the day. He is down to the one, getting a little bit greedy, the big fella. Here's the Pele with the tackle. Second down. Go back and take a look. Take a look at the top portion of the screen right here. There's Healy. He's going to throw an absolute punch. How did he not get thrown out of the game? It's surprising that he didn't for that.
Same action on second and goal. This time he hands it off to Kelly. UCLA quickly takes advantage of the unsportsmanlike conduct. And back and forth we go.
We've seen UCLA now on a number of occasions run to the short side. Watch as they flash the tight end to the strong side and come right back around with Joshua Kelly working through his tight end. Who continues to improve as the year has gone on in the run blocking, in particular, Caleb Wilson.
How about Joshua Kelly? 7 consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. That's the longest streak in more than 2 decades.
Couldn't happen to a better kid, too.
I know.
What a story.
Low snap. Nice job to pick that thing up by Matt Lynch. Put it down for J.J. Molson to poke it through. The Bruins back in front. First play of the USC drive. Hank Meadows intercepted J.C. Daniels. And 2 plays after the unsportsmanlike conduct, Joshua Kelly plunged in.
Alright, guys,
ain't no telling where I'm finna be on. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these niggas clones tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Word to brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping ball, making plays. 50 shades of gray, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the 6 throwing balls. I'm a real young nigga from the 6 throwing balls. Real young nigga from the 6 throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
I'm like, coming up on the safe phone now. I'm rolling on my problem. Yeah,
I know your baby wanna follow me. All she wanna do is turn that body.
Number 10, Ohio State, in Maryland. All in the half right now, doing great.
Thank you, Mike. Back and forth game here at the Rose Bowl. UCLA up 21-17. It was going to be 3rd and goal from the 5 for UCLA. We saw Brandon Peely a moment ago. He was calling for the unsportsmanlike conduct to make it 1st and goal. And 2 plays later, Joshua Kelly was in for the touchdown. For both these teams, big mistakes have been a big part of the story all year. Who could avoid them today? So far, both teams making their fair share. And it's a tight one, 21-17. We get another touchback. Time for a great game break. We go back to the studio.
Joe, thank you. Number 4, Michigan. They've won 22 straight against Indiana, but 2 of the last 3 years, this game has gone to overtime. Freshman Stevie Scott, 13-yard score. Hoosiers lead the Wolverines 7-6. Second quarter of this game over on FS1. Joe, great. Back to you.
You wonder if you're getting kind of the same effect with Ohio State, looking ahead to next week.
Look, Indiana's a good football team. Tom Allen's done a tremendous job there. They're not playing the East, they're playing the West. Who knows how they look?
I could say Cedric Ware on 1st down. Back to the ground game, USC goes. And I think when you, fortunately, last series, take a shot, J.C. Daniels makes a poor decision. and UCLA capitalizes on it. Go back to what you can hang your hat on, and the wins this year for USC has been that running game. And I mentioned it early on, 193 yards per game on the ground in the wins, 85 per game in the losses. They only have 29 so far today. Daniels checks it down. It's Cedric Ware trying to make a man miss in space. He tries to make it third and short. Tito Obonia goes back to the defensive end spot to drop it. Talking to defensive coordinator Jerry Avanero for UCLA. He said, look, the biggest thing for us is tackling. Tackling out space. We know what USC is going to try to do. We know they're going to try to get into their skill players. As long as we tackle and put ourselves in position to get off the field on third down, we feel like we got a shot. Now, they've struggled this year doing it. So far today, I feel like they've improved enough to give themselves a fighting chance. Third down and one. Trojans just 1 for 4 on third down so far today. Levine Malapaya. So he's got it up. Talk to the coaching staff at UCLA. I mentioned earlier Chip Kelly's schedule throughout the course of the week. Really a trailblazer in that regard as we take a look at a UCLA player down on the field. Legendary pitcher, yep. The leading tackler. One of two senior starters on this defense. Talked in the beginning about this rivalry and how meaningful it was to him in particular. He sat down and spoke with him. They never beat USC. His last opportunity to do so. Former four-star recruit from El Cerrito High School. And look at this. As everyone falls backwards onto him, a lot of big bodies. Walks up under his own power. That's Mo Osling, who's behind him in the depth chart. Instead, Stephen Blaylock, wearing four in blue, who's another freshman, comes in. 20 true freshmen have played for UCLA this year. That's the most by far, and that's a product of one, a new head coach wanting to bring in guys who fit more what he does, but a lot of departures, a lot of injuries, too. First and 10 for USC at the 36-yard line. Picks him out of payoff. Deep drop from Daniels. Eyes downfield. The cross is gone. Perfect throw and a catch in UCLA territory for 20 yards.
The thing that impresses you the most about this catch is who contested the whole way. Watch as Bonds is going to work his way across the field. And Holmes is there every step of the way. Look at him recover. Right at the end. He's got the football. Where you're a wide receiver. You get your hands in the football. You tuck in your body as fast as you can.
Bayless Jones.
He can fly and can show it off. The Trojans back in front as Bayless Jones races 45 yards.
And in a heartbeat, everything can change. But take a look. He's right here. But take a look at Quinn Lake. He sees it the whole way. He breaks on it. And Pittman just gets enough to allow a seam. And bye-bye.
Well, it's a fun one.
Sure has been good, hasn't it? Still, right through the second quarter. They go 75 yards in five plays, just a little more than 2 minutes. And have the lead again as Bayless Jones gets his first receiving touchdown of the year. So many L.A. kids in this rivalry. Bayless Jones, though, out of Saraland, Alabama. Got out of Bama country to USC as the Trojans back in front. In Southern California, 24-21, Trojans in front of the Bruins in what has been a really entertaining game so far. A lot of back and forth. Let's take a look at JT Daniels. Responding after a poor decision. It was more Bayless Jones, but working through the strengths of your team, and you've got talent like that. Now it's full space opportunity to respond. The name for itself. Back on this. Tim from out of Stenhouse.
Sheldon Burns will start at the 25-yard line. 1988 was a huge sports year around here in Los Angeles. Last Dodgers World Championship, and it was also one of the most highly anticipated USC-UCLA matchups. A couple Heisman hopefuls, Troy Aikman and Rodney Pete, went head-to-head. USC got the better of Aikman and the Bruins that day. Pete had 168 yards, also rushed for a touchdown. Undefeated second-ranked Trojans defeated number 6 UCLA in a game that is now known as the measles game. Pete had missed the whole week of practice with the measles and played anyway.
Isn't that contagious?
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I think it is. Kelly on first down, stopped by John Houston. His center is a rough next week for his center.
Yeah. Not as much shotgun back
there. Yeah. Well, he's been 7 of 10 through the year so far with a touchdown, also a rushing touchdown. Back-to-back runs open this drive as Kelly looks for room, can't find it. We've seen him on Marshall deliver some big hits today.
He's a physical cornerback. That's what the people who are playing on Sundays love about him. Dallas Cowboys evaluator here before the game. Talking shop about how much talent both these teams have.
With that third down. Look at Bennett down again. Caleb Wilson's been there. The targeted player a lot in the passing game.
On a several tight ends on the field here. On third and four in the flat, Theo Howard. Having a nice start to this one. Maybe Marvell Pell for a first down. And this is about leverage. When you're offense, you're trying to break the leverage of their defense. And see how Howard gets to the outside as Pell tries to run through the traffic? Once he gets past, he's in open space, and it's an easy pitching catch for Wilton State. Nice play design by Chip Kelly.
Kelly on first down. It's a nice gain, and we bring in Bruce Feldman.
Joe, as Brady was talking about Wilton State really getting settled down, he told me yesterday he almost actually ends up transferring to LSU, not UCLA. The one time Wolverine's offense coordinator, Doug Nussmeier, was briefly at LSU, and he coached him back when he first got to Ann Arbor. But then Nussmeier went to the Dallas Cowboys, and State had a connection here with Jimmy Doherty, another former Michigan coach, as well as Jed Fish. He met Chip Kelly, really liked and felt a connection. And as he said, this has been a really good business decision. It's been his fifth offensive system in 5 years, and obviously he's playing really well right now.
The Bruins look at a third and short here. He's going to need to play well on this particular down, too. And he has so far today.
And I love these sorts of formations. They give you all the information you need as a quarterback. You can discern whether it's zone or man just based on the formation.
They look to throw on third and three. State will take off and pick up the first down with his legs.
Second time now that we've seen Wilton State be opportunistic and taking off and scrambling. Nothing's there down two, but he feels the open space and knows that he's athletic enough to get there. Well, he moves so much better than when we saw him last year at Michigan, carrying those 30 extra pounds.
In the USC territory, here comes Artur Irby on first down. True freshman out of San Diego, runs hard for four. A rushing game for UCLA. It's been one of the worst in the country the last 2 years and was bad early on this season, but as the year has gone on and the offensive line's gotten a little better, we've got Joshua Kelly into a bigger role. The running game has really taken off for him.
Important because their offensive line has so many moving pieces, musical chairs, if you will.
Stick with it here on second down and nowhere to go. Cam Smith along with Jordan Eosefa, stopping Kelly. Third down.
This is group up front for UCLA now. It's the seventh game where they had the same five, so I think as they've gotten more continuity, Joshua Kelly's gotten more comfortable and they've been able to play better with that group.
Another third down for the Bruins. Facing pressure. It's picked off, giving State time to zip one off of Howard's hands. Fourth down.
Now you had a wide open, well-designed play. They worked from a stack alignment. Look out right here. He's going to release inside and then run an in route. And he's able to break away from Tell. Theo Howard, the faster player, just too high off the fingertips for Howard.
You don't blame him. With the Jimmy Harris bearing down on him. Went off, trying to pin him deep. Drops it inside the five. Well done by Stefan Flintoff. So USC back on offense for the 24-21 lead. J.C. Daniels already more than 200 yards.
We talked about it in the open, too. Look at his patience. The buy time in the pocket, keep his eyes downfield, and find Amon-Ra St. Brown for the conversion. And then it's his strength. We're going to drive the football to the outside, some of the tougher throws, and his deep ball accuracy, as we talked about in the open. Just dropping dimes everywhere on the field. You have to continue to do it because I think these UCLA Bruins are just going to lay down. They're giving them opportunities, too, on the outside.
Hit a couple. He's also throwing an interception, trying to take advantage of one of those one-on-one opportunities. That will begin inside the 10-yard line. First down and 10. Levi Metal payout into the teeth of the defense. 4-3 or 4. A minute 43 in counting. Both teams all three timeouts.
It's surprising to start off with a run. UCLA's playing with a decent amount of cushion on the outside. So get that two-minute drive started by taking some easy completions and getting the 6 points.
Playing really conservatively here.
Surprised UCLA's not going to use a timeout. Nope, but maybe they're going to stop and get the ball back and just field position.
Maybe the solid defense to play here, you see one. St. Brown in motion, straight ahead, Malatei. Third and short. And
nope. Both halves are like, we got enough for the first half.
A lot has happened, right? It's like, we're good.
Surprising. The quick strike ability of this USC offense, you figured at least take a chance. But UCLA wants to bring pressure.
On third and two, Malatei again, and now Chip Kelly will use the timeout.
Well, with this much time left, the only thing you can really do is now try to attack and watch the punt. So that hopefully maybe a big play for your team for special teams. We've seen it from USC. Maybe one shot.
Time for our Volkswagen winning duos. Sponsored by Volkswagen. Why settle for an SUV when you can have an SUVW? Looking at these two starting quarterbacks.
And played well in the first half. The rivalry game first for both of these guys. I know Wilton Spade has experienced it before, up to playing in the big Ohio State-Michigan matchup, but for J.T. Daniels, growing up in the area, he knows all about it. But then go out and do it, a different story. Talked about he's taking a shot, done a good job. Wilton Spade's done the same.
All right, 21 seconds here. You coming after it, looking for a block, or are you going to set up a return?
I would go after it looking for a block. And again, you can try for a return in this case. Some of the struggles USC had in special teams this year. Maybe there's an opportunity.
Reed Budrovich. They will come after it. Budrovich gets off a good one. A catch from Theo Howard all the way back at the 35. That's a 49-yarder. Coming up at halftime, stay tuned with Mike Hill and Robert Smith for the State Farm Halftime Show. Utah and Colorado today in the snow in Boulder. They've got off to a great start against Syracuse. We'll check in on that one in Ohio State. an unexpected thriller against Maryland.
We spin things forward, looking to the second half for USC. The question is, can they maintain this momentum? We saw last week getting out to a 14-0 start and then a goose egg in the second half.
Yeah, and similarly last week, encouraging stuff from the offense in the first half, completely shut down in the second half. State will throw it. We'll see what they can do with the two timeouts here. Caleb Wilson has the first down at the 46-yard line and 8 seconds.
Well, with a timeout and this much time left, you can take a shot. They're going to let the clock run out.
Face of the air one more time. Eludes the rusher. Heaving one with Pavico behind the defense. Incomplete, and the half comes to an end. How does that happen if you're USC?
I didn't think they thought they would throw that football. He scrambled to the opposite side of the field, but take a look. As Pavico runs a little switch right up the sideline, look at Mount Marshall. Like, there's no way he's going to throw back across the field. He thought Christian Rector got to him.
Really a disaster. Well, they dodge a bit of a bullet there and take a 24-21 lead into halftime. Really entertaining first 30 minutes from the Rose Bowl. Featured at Mike Hill in the studio for the Save On Halftime Show. Not bad that this team's with a combined 13 losses this season, 45 points. Back and forth. There you go. That's been you, Central Ohio State. We'll get to that in just a second. Welcome to the Save On FS1 College Football Halftime Show. Mike Hill and a relieved Robert Smith hanging out with you. And this is a 3-point game. It's going back and forth. Four lead changes so far in this game. And JT Daniels, seeing him kind of go back and forth as well.
Yeah, and you heard Brady Quinn. Obviously, he knows a lot more about quarterback play than I do. But JT Daniels had some good throws in that first half, but also made some mistakes. Remember, this is a true freshman. And as Herm Edwards said, sometimes freshmen and rookies are going to throw the ball to the other team. But great touch on this touchdown pass right here. Just kind of inexplicable to me, coming off of your own goal line, kind of making that throw right there. But here you can see he gets the ball out of his hand quickly, allows his receiver to make a play. So you talked about this coming into the game. He's had three games with multiple interceptions on the season. Got to do a better job not turning the ball over. UCLA is improving offensively, but they don't have enough offense to go the length of the field for the whole game. So if you don't turn the ball over, you got a pretty good chance of winning.
Those halftime highlights sponsored by State Farm here to help offense go right. And so far, USC's offense going right. Daniels 10 to 15, 218 yards. As for UCLA, Joshua Kelly getting the job done on the ground. What's the main info session?
Well, you know, I think Chip Kelly, first of all, he is great really at designing schemes, especially in the run game. Joshua Kelly has been the benefactor of that. The offensive line playing much better than they did a year ago. I mean, this is one of the worst rush offenses in the country a year ago. Of course, they were throwing it all over the yard with Josh Rosen. You can see right there, Joshua Kelly doing a great job with his pad level. He's got the speed. Not the biggest guy in the world, but it's all about attitude. I remember Marcus Allen down near the goal line. Sometimes you've got to get that pad level down. Push the pile a little bit. That's what he did.
Wilton State also playing very solid for UCLA, coming off a 300-yard game last week, and it's a 3-point game at the half. More coming up for us. Noe Boulder is tight as 19th-ranked Utah. All of them trying to share the South Division title against Colorado. And could 12th-ranked Syracuse be a threat? Remember, we know Notre Dame's hope for an unbeaten season. I like from Yankee Stadium coming up next.
There's a question.
Don't even look at me wrong when I come to the hood. Ain't nothing changed till I let my own kids. Oh, and when I hit the block, I still will kill. And I don't want, nigga, but I will if I got to kill. If niggas get the fucking around.
Yeah.
Respect
comes from admiration and fear. You can admire me or you can catch one of your wig. You see the testosterone to the toasters right on my lap. So if a nigga get out of line and nigga get clapped, I got an arsenal of infantry. I'm built for this mentally. That's why I'm the general. I do what they pretend to do. Front on me now, nigga, I'll be the end of you. Forget your enemies and think of what your friends will do. I drop a bag off, they let a mag off. The heck, playing cocks, you tear half of your ass off. I I'm not for the games, I'm not for all the playing. The hollow pitch rain when I unleash the pain. Get the message from the lines, or get the message from the nine. Paint a picture with words, you can see when I shine. Put my back on the wall, nigga, watch me go for mine. I let 21 shots off at the same time. Yeah! Death is always in the air, homie. Nana love me, so you know she say my prayers for me. I come creeping through the hood wearing Teflon. Hit the corners, motherfuckers get left on. Niggas know if not, they better check my background. Try and stick me, I fill your bag with Mac rounds. Extreme, nigga, 50 don't back down. I keep it funky like fiends in the crack house. Cross the line, boy, I'ma air your ass out. Screw your face at me, I wanna know what that's about. Nigga, I know you ain't mad, I done came up. And if you are, fuck you, cause I ain't changed up. The OGs wanna talk, but I don't know these niggas. And I ain't did no business with them, I don't owe these niggas. A minute of my time, I get it cause I grind. All across the globe, like the world's mine, yeah!
And seen the Mac aiming at your head, man. Before you know it, life is flashing, reminiscing, and your body is dripping and full of lead, man. I done been there, I done caught that. It ain't never been a question, I'm about that. Don't go there, you get caught that. And if you plan to fuck around and reroute that, you'll never catch me riding around on these streets without a couple metal pieces under my feet. Fully automatic weapons and loaded with Dundies. Ash up under the carpet like a can of sea breeze. 50 don't make me ride on these niggas, cause I will kill, dip, and hide on these niggas. 50 don't make me ride on these niggas, cause I be long gone like the Ripper. So don't even look at me wrong when I come through the hood. Ain't nothing changed till
on the 13th floor, Lisa Frank, first hand off to Josh Hammond. Hammond does the
left. Yeah, I don't know if you need to say that one on the playbook.
I don't know, but hey, it's six, right? Whatever works. 63 to 10. Tennessee State, number 17, Kentucky, Brent Stockstill. Big pump by Mike Edwards and Edwards. 56 is going to get him six.
Yeah, Kentucky team two disappointing losses. Consecutive weeks, bounce back.
Yeah. Yeah. Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301 shit. All my niggas wanna do is pop style. Turn my birthday into a lifestyle. Tell my mom I love her if I do not make it. Got so many chain, they call me chain. They still out to get me cause they never got me. They still out.
got to get me, I don't get it. I cannot be gotten, that's a given.
Yeah, give a real nigga a number one. Even though I got like 21. Can I be me, I'm a 101. Schooling your ass like 101. They been out here trying to slide on me. They been out here telling lies on me. Everybody looking out for themselves, but they still got their eyes on me. See me putting in the hard work now. Mama doesn't have the car work now. I decide when I start work now. Problems hit the gym, they all work out. MVP, MVP, 09 all the way to 16. Even next season looking like a breeze. A lot of y'all ain't built for the league. Yeah, trade you off the team while you in your sleep. Yeah, y'all show me that nothing's guaranteed. And you don't know what you started. My friend chain so big that he look like the artist. I can't trust no fucking body. They still out to get me cause they never got me. Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301 shit. All my niggas wanna do is pop style. Pop style. Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
You are listening to the Marty Smith Show.
Welcome back to the State Farm Fox College Football Halftime Show.
Second half, I feel Robert Smith with you. Don't forget next week on Fox, it's Ohio State and Michigan big rivalry game. But both teams have been looking ahead to next week and overlooking this week's opponent. Starting off with Ohio State, had to go into overtime with Maryland. Tied at 45, Dwayne Haskins. Did it on the ground too today.
Yeah, he really did. This is a bit of a surprise. We haven't seen a lot of running from him, but this is usually a big part of Urban Meyer's offense.
All right, so Tayoff Fleet Davis runs it in for the one-yard touchdown. First down by one. They go for two, and Ingram. Jones wide open in the end zone.
I don't say this a lot, but I could have completed that pass.
He did not, and Urban Meyer. Who would believe Ohio State wins at 52-51 here, Kirby?
Very fortunate to get out of there with a win. And just a phenomenal effort on offense, on defense. You know, to give up those kind of yards is obviously very alarming, especially after I thought we had our, you've heard this before, a great week of practice. But regardless, we won our 10th game. Get ready for our rival next.
Urban Michigan not doing much better against Indiana today. Up 3, knocked the 3rd and 11 for the Hoosiers. Peyton Ramsey, look at that. Quarterback.
That's what happens when you play that man-to-man defense. Everybody gets their backs turned to the ball. But that's a really nice job negotiating that secondary.
And Michigan's got a great run defense. The team's got shooting care. Indiana takes the lead 7-3, and then Michigan down 7-6-3. Patterson play action. Ronnie Bale, 31-yard gain. They end up taking the field goal right now. 15-10. Late second quarter. That's okay. We've been told you about this one. One of the greatest rivalries in all of sports next Saturday on the Fox. Michigan at Ohio State made the playoff implications on the line. Our coverage begins at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Then the Big Ten, number 14, Penn State, Rutgers. Late in the second quarter, following Nittany Lyons' interception, Tracy Storm is one of the best in the game.
Yeah, he certainly is, and hasn't been completely healthy this year. He's a great arm and can beat you with his legs, too.
Up again, it's time to 18-yard strike. Florida gets his 30th win as the starting quarterback. I think they're back when they win 20-7. Northwestern, they won their division already, taking on Minnesota. Santa Morgan, looking for Tyler Johnson, but Nate Hall, second pick in the game. That led to this, Isaiah Bowser. 2-yard score, Northwestern up 7-0. 13-7 here in the fourth. Looking for J.J. Jefferson.
This is Jefferson. Moving on up.
Well, JJ, Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, they're really the only people within 10 miles here.
Like, the millennials, like, what are they talking about? Northwestern Complete Super League, what are they going to win the 24-14? Utah State, Colorado State, Collin Hill, stepped up, looking for Preston. 34-yard touchdown. And time expires. Colorado State celebrating the win, but watch. Watch. Oh, look at this.
He stepped out of bounds.
No!